Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1130, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we are, of course, in the middle of the Halachos of Shina Makom, and I've mentioned in the past, we're trying to go a little bit in conjunction with how we do our writing on the writing group, where we write it out, so we could get a sort of like a double angle and a better understanding of the various different halachas, and we'll remember it better, too. So, actually, in shir number 283 in the writing, this shir is 1130, so the question is, what exactly is Shinoi Mokim? In other words, what is the time period? Like, for example, which is something applies all the time. Let's say there's a UPS driver, right? Person's drinking their coffee, and the UPS driver rings the bell or whatever, and you gotta run outside, mamish outside, about 5 seconds. Take the package from him, right? He didn't bring it in. If you're still in the house, that's not Shinoi Mokim. But if once you walk outside, right, it takes 3, 4 seconds, 5 seconds, walk outside a few feet, whatever. So the question is, you now went outside, but you're coming right back inside, right? Sometimes the mailman, you have to run down to get the mail, right? I remember in the past, by my parents, Alei Mashalom, they would sometimes have to run outside, mamish 5 steps outside and get the mail and come right back up. Sometimes the person throws out the garbage, right? The garbage, you mamish go outside, you're not doing it from inside the house, but you mamish go outside. It takes, not even 30 seconds. You run outside, dump out the garbage, come right back in the house. Would that constitute Shinoi Mokim? Or do we say, no, there has to be a little bit of a longer period of time, possibly going down the block to pick up my child from the bus, going around the corner, something along those lines, a little bit of a longer period of time. Where do we draw the line, basically? So to make a long story short, it is a major machloikis. You have the Yavitz actually, we'll talk about next year. Moshe brings down the Yavitz and how we could work it. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Aruch HaShulchan, who all basically say that, no, if it's just a quick deal, like right outside, you know, just to grab the mail, you know, even possibly to run out and take your child off the bus that's right in front of the house, you know, something like that. Grab the mail, throw out the garbage, these type of quick things would not constitute Shinoi Mokim enough to whereby you would make a new bracha. And even where we're talking about, not even, but what we're talking about, the bracha of Shehakol, the bracha of Adam, and the bracha of Ho'et, which entails a burn of fushes if one ate a gezayis bechdei achilas pras, right? Or if you're drinking a coffee, whatever the case is, and you drank the right amount, in all those cases. Now, but there are many other paiskim, and the Mishnah Berurah is pretty much the you know, from the most popular one, if you want to call it, Lafida Mishnah Berurah, and some, many of the modern day paiskim also will tell you that no, even if you run out just for you know, 10 seconds, you run outside. Once you're running outside, no, it's not going to work. The Mishnah Berurah actually brings down a case of even if somebody goes. In those days, they used to have outhouses, right? The outhouse to relieve themselves, whatever the case is, which was apparently a quick deal, a quick thing, for Meir Reglaim or whatever the case is. And so the Aruch HaShulchan actually in the Shulchan Acharav, it's mashma from the, how they bring it down. They say, no, those outhouses real quickly in and out, wouldn't constitute a Shinoi Mokim. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down the case of an outhouse and no, it would. If somebody even goes to, you know, use this outhouse, while they're drinking a coffee or while they're eating fruits or whatever the case is, right, that would be a question of Shinoi Mokim. Again, in a case where we say Shinoi Mokim, which is Bar Nefushes and so on. Okay. So the Maisa is, make a long story short, yeah, many on the side of the Mishnah Berurah, yeah, many on the other side also. And from the modern day Poskim also, you have some like this, some like that, but be it as it may. So the bottom line is, we'll talk about next year the various different ways to work with it in case one actually did run out, how to get themselves out of the Machloikis. But initially one should be careful. In other words, if one feels they have to run out and throw out the garbage, if possible, wait till you finish your coffee. If possible, wait till you finish your apple. Somebody has to go get the mail from the mailbox. Try and finish what you're eating. Make the burn of fushes if you ate the right amount or drank the right amount, and then go out. Right? Again, if you could help yourself. Sometimes you can't. All of a sudden, the bus pulls up, and hey, I got to get my child off the bus. Whatever the case is, yes, across the street. So then we're not talking about that. That we'll talk about next year. But right now, as much as possible, one should be careful if they have to run out for 5, 6 seconds, one should be careful not to do it, because you have the Mishnah Berurah and others who say it's definitely would constitute Shina Makam, although, like we said, you have the Aruch HaShulchan, Shulchan Aruch Rav, and others in the Yavits who say it's no problem. But you have a major machlokes over here, and why get yourself into a suffix, into a question? So we'll talk about next year how to get out of it in case one actually did have to run out, and it was a real quick thing. Now, if it's a little bit of a longer thing, somebody goes around the block, whatever, of course, that's a real Shina Makam. We're talking about right now the if it's a quick deal, getting the mail, throwing out the garbage, picking up a UPS package from the driver, whatever the case is, one should be careful, if possible, again, if possible, initially not to do a lechatchila, but the Yevid we'll talk about next year. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Racha. Kol Tov.